Hi, this is Michael Buckoff from BetterTOEFLScores.com, and today I want to talk about blending thought groups and TOEFL IBT pronunciation. Now, just a couple weeks ago, I was writing, I put two videos together from a TOEFL IBT newsletter, and they had to do with word stress. Each video was about 20 minutes long, and blending and thought groups is also another video I'm putting together for my newsletter in a couple of months. But I do want to talk about it briefly right now to give you some general ideas about what it is, because when you're doing the speaking tasks on the TOEFL test, you are going to be graded according to your thought groups, your blending, your pausing. This is very important for pronunciation. The TOEFL IBT looks at many facets of your English proficiency, including pronunciation. Therefore, you want to be clear and natural sounding. In addition, improving your pronunciation skills will make it easier for native speakers to understand you. For example, my wife and I go to the doctor periodically, and sometimes we will have medical checkups with barely intelligible physicians. These doctors give us valuable information about preventative care, diagnoses, and treatment plans for optimal health, but we cannot understand what they're saying. Don't let this happen to you. Many jobs require a minimum score on the TOEFL IBT or TOEIC speaking before getting hired. So intelligible pronunciation equals a high TOEFL IBT speaking score equals admissions to a top-notch university equals making a lot of money at your dream job. Any questions? Now, there are two difficulties with which you may be having trouble, both of which will prevent you from reaching near native speaking fluency. Number one, you may not be dividing your speech into thought groups. Two, you may not be blending the words within each of your thought groups. Both of these problems could be a direct result of your unfamiliarity with vowel and consonant sounds, as well as your not knowing how to identify thought groups or when to blend. But knowing you have a problem with either thought groups or blending is not enough. You need to solve these problems before you can reach near native speaking fluency. First, you will need to make sure that you can accurately pronounce all the vowel and consonant sounds so that you do not have to pause unnecessarily. In addition, you need to have good familiarity with sound and spelling patterns. Third, you need to learn how to group meaningful thoughts. Finally, within those thoughts, you'll need to learn which words should be blended together for a natural sounding speech that everyone around you will love. With a little work on your part, you can definitely succeed in improving your own pronunciation of American English.